How's it going?
Going pretty good. How about you guys?
Pretty good. How is quarantine?
It has its good days and its bad days.
Right.
What about for you guys?
Same. I think the days are kind of starting to run together a little bit, but I mean, if we get outside for a little while, that kind of helps break up the day. What are you guys doing?
That's what we've been doing too. We've just been going to our local park and using some of the things that are still open, like the parking lot and the nature trail. So the playground equipment is closed down, but we can still get some fresh air and just some energy out and feel better.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've been doing too. Do you feel like there's been any positives to it?
I mean, for us, we're kind of used to being together. What I see like out and about is like families walking to the park and hanging out together, and that just makes me really happy.
Right. Agreed. So I think there's two sides to it,
Yeah,
but
I think there's good as well
right.
as the craziness.
Amen. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about traditions.
Okay, and why do you feel like traditions are important?
I feel like traditions are something that is gonna bond your family together. We can choose like these intentional things to do that really mean something to us, and we can kind of instill that in our kids. And I just feel like these are the things they're gonna remember forever because you're repeating them.
Right.
Maybe not as frequently as you'd like, but I think it will make all the difference in the world. And maybe some of these things they'll even carry on with their kids. So
Right.
I think they're really important and cool.
Right. And even like for me as an adult, like I look forward to our traditions too, like around the holidays and stuff like that.
Yeah,
There's a
it's
lot to
nice
it.
to know like what you're looking forward to, and you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's this book I haven't actually finished reading. I've just kind of been flipping through it so far, but it's called Memory Making Mom. It's by Jessica Smart.
Yeah, I've been wanting that
And
one's been on my book list
yeah,
for a
I've
while.
heard a lot of great things about it, but there's a bunch of ideas and tips and tricks for easy traditions, and supposedly it's a great one for just like easy little things you can do, and it's more encouraging instead of like those ones that like you read about these insane traditions that like you're never going to do and make you feel a little guilty.
Right, like a lot of the stuff like I've seen on Pinterest is just
Right.
so overwhelming that you just don't really even want to begin.
Exactly.
So I think that's the biggest tip, like at least that's the biggest thing for me, is just keeping it simple.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of people have been talking about how great it is for that. I've just kind of started going through it, but I think there's going to be a lot of helpful ideas from it. So, I would recommend it
Yeah,
so
I want to
far.
read it too.
Right. So, what do you do for January 1st?
Well, you know, because we celebrate
You
together. But
do.
something we do kind of do as a family before we like get ready to celebrate, and this isn't always on the exact day, but sometime towards the beginning of the year, I like to take some time to go through like some of our pictures and videos from the previous year and just kind of reminisce and talk about the fun things that we did. We like to get together as a family and kind of talk about like what vacations we're going to take or what trips we're going to go on. So just kind of getting excited about the upcoming year.
Do you do goal setting too?
I do goal setting. We usually do just like one big family goal. We'll kind of just talk about something that we're like, you know, let's do more service projects or something like that. So we kind of have like a vague goal or an idea of something we kind of want to do in the new year. What about you guys? Do you goal set?
I mean, my husband and I, we like goal set together like after, but just like over the past couple of years, we've kind of, now that my kids are getting a little older and they can kind of better grasp the idea of what a goal is, and I think we kind of use it more like as an intention of like what's something we want to like work towards this year. But I swear every single year I see this idea and I'm like, I'm gonna do that this year, and I forget, but it's like this. So you keep like a jar like in like your family room or something, and then everybody like throughout the year, like you start like on January 1st, and like throughout the year every time something like monumental or exciting or something that like you or a family member or as a whole, something positive that's happened, you write it on a little piece of paper and you put it in the jar, and then supposedly like every year you go through them and kind of like go through them as a family. which really I cool. think is so cool. I haven't done it yet. I think it's a great idea. Yes. So I think that's a cool one. We haven't done it, but that's kind of something I've been looking at doing. But we also do for January 1st, we get together.
Party.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Kid-friendly party.
Yes.
Nothing crazy.
I've loved that we've done these fun games lately. We did, what is that, Minute to Win It?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The kids love that.
We've been doing those the last couple of years, I think. Mm-hmm. And those are kind of fun to do.
Yeah. So we usually end up doing that, and then we watch the ball drop.
We do, but we don't watch it at midnight.
Our kids are still...
we're not crazy.
Our kids are still, like, on board with thinking, like, the 10 o'clock ball drop is it, so...
We just aren't going to let them know any differently until we have to.
Yes, so we usually do that, and then we have great food and treats.
Yeah, I think most of these traditions, especially when we get together, are going to... be surrounded in good food.
Yes, when we were talking about them before, I was like, I think the majority of our traditions are all about food.
That's true.
I'm okay with it.
Like, that's alright.
Yes. Did I miss anything for January 1st?
That
kind of covers it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do.
Yeah. I know you do stuff for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes. So we have, the last few years, we watch his speech. There's like a YouTube video you can watch. And then we have read several books that we've really enjoyed that kind of talk about his story a little bit. So one of our favorites that we've had for, I think, before even my son was born, it's called Martin's Big Words by Doreen Rappaport. And that one's really good. It's good for all ages. I feel like, I mean, I've been reading it to my son since he was very little. And I feel like he's been able to take more from the story each time, but the illustrations are really cool in that one, too.
Yeah.
There's also one, I Have a Dream, and that one was written by his daughter, Bernice A. King. And that one's great. It's just a picture book about his speech, his most famous speech. And then one that we just read recently is called Martin and Anne, and it's by Nancy Ternan, I think. But... it's a very cool story about, well, they kind of weave together the stories of Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank in a very interesting way. So we really enjoyed that one. So for that holiday, we just kind of read good books and have discussions about it.
I think that's a good thing to remember, is like, it can be overwhelming thinking about all of the different, you know, holidays and all the things that, like, we want to do. Sometimes just reading a book is, like, a tradition in and of itself, and that can kind of, you know, still be a celebrated event that we look forward to.
Right. Like, I have wanted for the longest time to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s favorite meal on this day, and I've never gotten around to it.
What is his favorite meal?
I think it's, like, fried chicken, and I think pecan pies in there somewhere, so it sounded delicious, but, you know, it's one of those things that maybe someday I'll get to that, but... Mm-hmm. We can keep it as simple as just reading a book.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I think that's important to remember, because it can get a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it can. Like, there's not been one single time where I'm like, yeah, I feel like making a 4-course meal.
Right. Valentine's Day.
So Valentine's Day, we've always kind of, like, had our kids exchange little Valentines with each other, and that's been so fun to see. Like, my son came up with, like, a really cute idea with Pokemon, and he, like, picked out what he was going to say and the little toy that went with it, and he just gets so excited to give, you know, the Valentines. So it's fun.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite traditions is... we make our own Valentines, and then they love to make one for their cousin, and then we make them for each other, and then I usually will heart attack their doors the night before and just, like, put little hearts on their doors with, like, little things that I love about them.
I do the same thing.
Yep. It's an easy thing that I think they really look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we usually end up making a treat. Sometimes it's just, like, chocolate-covered strawberries, but... making a treat together that day is always fun, too. And then I usually get him chocolate, so we keep it pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty low-key. A couple of Valentine's days, we've made, like, heart-shaped pancakes and fancy breakfast in bed. But we don't do that every year. Just a couple of times we've done that. But
yeah, this was the first year that like I did their doors and heart attacked them, and then I woke up and they had heart attacked my door, which I thought was really sweet. Cute. Yeah. So aww. I think it's something they must be remembering since they did this to my door too.
That's so cute.
So
we also have in the past, we didn't do it this year, which I don't really know why we didn't, but mm-hmm. we've traded off like a couple of days before or after Valentine's Day with babysitting. And
why didn't we do that this year?
We don't, like, both of us are not very good about going out on dates with our husbands.
It's true.
But that was, you know, one time where we, you know, we would try to beat the crowds at the restaurant. So we would do it like the day before or the day after, and that was kind of fun. Or do like a lunch date.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, why didn't we do that this
year? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so that's a great thing we did too, especially because like trying to like book a restaurant on Valentine's Day is the worst ever.
Yeah,
so.
And it's not fun to be in a crowded restaurant waiting, you know, an hour for a table.
We sound like introverts, but yeah, I don't want to be at a crowded restaurant.
No, thank you.
Yes. St. Patrick's Day.
So I fail miserably this holiday every year. I don't know why, and it's so sad because my son has Irish roots. But you kill it. Tell about what you do.
We keep it very simple. There is a leprechaun that has been coming to our house the past few years, and he makes a mess, which is not fun for me to clean up, but he usually writes on their mirrors and leaves like a treat like hidden somewhere that they kind of have to like look for.
Yeah.
And then milk is green, so there's always like these little silly things. So President's Day, I know you do something for this.
So basically the same thing. We have a cute little president song that we sing that just kind of names all the presidents, and then we just do books. Some really good ones that we have really enjoyed, and this is totally a 4th of July book, but it kind of talks about the flag and things like that. And we don't really read books on 4th of July because we're too busy having fun. So it's called 4th. I think it's just called something like that. But it's by Alice Dalgleish, and it's a really cool story.
Yeah.
And then we also have read Her Right Foot, which again is not really about presidents, just more about patriotism. It talks about the Statue of Liberty, and that one's by Dave Eggers. So we'll just read some books like that and just talk about some presidents and call it good.
Yeah, that's a good one. April Fools, do you do anything for this?
No. Lamest. I don't do anything for that. What about you guys?
I mean, we have not been on top of it every time, but we sometimes do little pranks on each other. I think one year we did a cream cheese and my husband's deodorant.
Oh, gross.
So we do little things. We're not super on top of that one all the time, but my kids get excited about it.
Yeah, my sister, our other sister, she's done some really cool pranks. Like, she'll freeze the milk in the cereal bowl.
Oh, she's so great at this one.
And, like, even some, like, make food that looks like other food. So she does a really good job.
I think I remember her doing, like, a Kool-Aid, like, hair. Like, dyeing one of her daughter's hair pink while she was asleep with Kool-Aid or something. Yeah, she's great at pranks.
Yeah, she nails that holiday.
Yeah. Okay, Easter, the big one.
It is. A big one for food. It's a big one for fun.
Yes. All the big holidays we get together, we kind of split up the cooking.
Yeah. We don't have, other than us, we don't have family close by. Mm-hmm. So it's just the cooking all comes down to the two of us.
Yes. So we usually do that for the big Easter dinner. But in the morning, we usually will find footprints or we've seen jelly beans and toilets before. Oh, it gets weird. Exciting. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
So that happens sometimes. And then there's usually a bunch of hidden Easter eggs all over the house too that my kids love looking for in the morning. And then they have to hunt for their Easter baskets.
Oh, that's cool. Is it like a scavenger hunt?
Usually follow the footprints.
Okay, follow the footprints. Yep. You are like the scavenger hunt queen.
Yes, so that's usually how it goes down. And I mean, they look forward to Easter every year. It's one of their favorites.
I know. And then we usually, once we're together, we do a big Easter hunt, Easter egg hunt.
Exactly.
And there's like one egg that has a ton of money
in it. Yeah, you guys, I love that tradition. They put like a $20 bill in one of the eggs once, and it was...
No, that was crazy. What were we thinking?
I don't know. It was like an all-out brawl between our kids, like, to find that golden egg. Who's gonna get it? Yeah, so that's a fun one.
Yeah, and then sometime, usually the week of, we'll get together and let the kids dye Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's fun. Just kind of keep the excitement going throughout the week.
We do that. My daughter loves to pick out like a spring dress too. I guess we can call it an Easter dress. Yeah. Pretend that's part of our tradition.
That is fun.
Yeah. So we do that. And then 4th of July is a big one for us.
Yes. This one, I feel like this is the thing that got me started in thinking how important traditions are, because growing up, we always did the same thing on 4th of July. And it was so memorable and so exciting that I could not wait
to
happen.
So, I mean, for the 4th of July, it's still my son's favorite holiday, which, I don't know, I always feel like most kids are really excited about Christmas and things that, like, end in presents. So the fact that this is something that, like, is not present-related, and it makes me feel like this is a big tradition that he looks forward to.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this for forever. We do our own fireworks.
We do.
And this past 4th of July was epic.
It was.
I
don't think we can top it.
I know. But we had our sister, she came out with her kids. We had a bunch of cousins, and then we took out all of our kayaks and like a canoe and stuff. We went out onto the lake and we got to watch the fireworks from all different angles.
Right. There was so like fun. 6 fireworks shows going on around us.
Yeah, it was super fun. And what else did we do?
We usually start the day with a parade. And this is a tradition from when we were kids. We would go
I love
visit.
That you have this all written down, because I don't even remember. I'm like, it's great.
Well, it's so funny because we grew up going to Cedar City, Utah to visit our grandparents. Mm-hmm. Every summer we would end up there on the 4th of July, and they had the cutest little hometown parade.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have like a fireworks show.
And they'd follow up the parade with like a little carnival, which was the best. We had a blast.
Right. Cotton candy and you know, dunk the kids in the water. So I mean, for the longest time, you know, once I had a child of my own, I you know, that was on my list, like must do's for 4th of July. You have to have a parade, you have to have a carnival, you have to have fireworks. So we've kind of like perfected it over time, I feel like.
We've done the parade like every year,
and
we followed up with fireworks, and this past year, now that we're both in the same city, we get to go to the same town parade, and then there was like a little carnival after too, so it was perfect, and then we ended the day with the fireworks and everything, so it was awesome. We had a blast.
Yeah, I love it. Like you said, it's the kids' favorite holiday.
It is.
We've been very fortunate the last few years to have our other sister and her family drive up from Colorado to share it with us. So
It's always fun having more family around.
Halloween again. Halloween. We get together. I feel like this is the reoccurring thing.
We get together for this holiday too. But we do we always have done family costumes.
Yes,
I'm waiting.
They are the cutest things ever. I get so excited to hear what they're going to be.
I'm just waiting for my kids to get to a point where like they can't ever like agree on like a costume.
I feel like this year it was close.
We were close. Really, I'm getting nervous.
The bailing out.
I mean, it's worked every year that like they're both into something similar, so like they can agree upon, you know, a theme. But as they get older, I don't know how we'll keep that going.
I'm trying to think of like some of your themes. So you like were the Nintendo family. So you had
we
like
were.
Princess Peach and Yoshi and Mario.
Yep.
So cool. This last year you guys were Harry Potter, and my son decided to join your family.
It was perfect, because he already has red hair, so he made a great Ron, and then he dyed my son's hair black for Harry Potter, and it was epic.
Your daughter was Hermione, and then your husband was Hagrid, which he fully embraced this character for the duration of the evening.
I I'm such an introvert and he's such an extrovert. So we're just walking amongst all these other families that are trick-or-treating and he's in full character mode. Yeah, so I don't know. He did
not let that go the whole night.
He did a lot of Hagrid quotes. Mm-hmm. So it was quite cringy.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, those are the things I think my kids will remember. So yes, it was fun. So we did that.
A few years we have gotten together for like some chili and cornbread before we took on trick or treating.
Yep.
And we tried to pregame and find the best neighborhoods to do trick or treating in. Like we stalked places and people to find out what is the best place.
I think we found a good one this year.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was up on the hill and had views of the city, so it was like super cool. And they gave out great candy.
True.
Yeah.
That's the best part is dumping your candy at the end of the night and the trading.
Yes, I love watching them negotiate.
Yes, it's so awesome. Fun. So we usually do that. You guys dress up sometimes.
I mean, we have dressed up every year, but it's pretty, I mean, compared to you guys, like.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
But
my husband's the same thing every year,
though. Yes, that's what I was going to say, is he is
Rocky Balboa.
Yes. And it's like this epic like onesie that looks like he's wearing like no shirt.
Yeah, most people are doing double takes. Like, is that guy just walking around in short shorts? Like no other clothes. So
between
on?
Him and then my husband just shouting like Hagrid,
we're a scene. We're a full on scene. Yeah. Which is what we love so much.
Yeah, so it's fun. They have a blast with that. Thanksgiving.
Again, food.
This is really one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love Thanksgiving. I feel like I've perfected my turkey recipe.
Yeah, we make the same thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's foods you don't have all the time. So it's not like we're getting sick of them, but we just have gotten really good at these recipes and mm-hmm. know what we're going to have and we look forward to it.
Yeah. There's no more of like, what do you want to make this year? It's just like, we know and that's what we make. And then I try to like do a lot of the prep work the day before and stuff, and then
we're still in the kitchen
all day. Yeah, we're still in the kitchen together
and
all day.
We have this long standing tradition of making more pies than there are people.
I don't know. I just
don't know how to stop it when from it, happening.
When it comes to like choosing which pie I wouldn't make, it's like too sad for me to think of it not being there.
We continue to have more pies than we know what to do with, but
so it makes a great dinner for the next
breakfast.
Yes, day. Lunch, anything for the next week. So we have a lot of pie.
We do.
But
we also go around the table and say what we're grateful for. Uh-huh. So I look forward to hearing everyone's responses mm-hmm. each year.
The kids sometimes did, what did they do the other year? We had them make like a Mayflower from cardboard boxes, which was fun. You were there.
Oh, do you gosh, remember that? I do this? Remember that.
It was like, wait, you were there.
I remember the boats, but like I forgot that was like a Mayflower and things.
Yes, and we read a few books about it just to kind of make sure we're talking about it and remembering what Thanksgiving's about too. And then one of the best parts is we cook all day, but then our husbands do the dishes.
And we say, peace out. Yep. We're out of here.
So by the end of the night.
Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, by the end of the night, we've had like a good full day of eating and hanging out. And then it's about time for the kids to get ready for bed too. So the husbands do the dishes and put the kids to bed. And we go and Black Friday shop for Christmas.
And even though we both hate crowds and groups of people.
I know.
It's like the one time of year that it's enjoyable. Yeah. Like how stressed out we get. That's
I know.
Enjoyable.
I think there was a year like I lost you in Toys R Us. And I was like panicked. I was like I don't think I'm going to find her.
To hear like phone calls. Yep. So,
it's mayhem. But it's a fun tradition. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Christmas, there's always stuff going on for Christmas all month long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we celebrate the whole entire month. We do an advent calendar that I've been doing for years, which is brown paper bags and a giant stick that I find in the yard and I just tie things to.
But it looks so cute. I'll hang up.
But it's simple and it's worked and we just, you know, I do not plan it all out because, you know, I usually have an activity in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have like a movie, a Christmas movie that we're going to watch. We basically watch one every day. There's so many good Christmas movies to choose from.
You have to squeeze them all in.
Yes. And then there's like a little goodie or treat in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, the first year I did it, I planned it all out. Oh, this will be a good day for doing this activity. And everything always ends up like falling through or not being a good day. So I've gotten to the point where I set it out, but each night I just decide, like, okay, tomorrow this will work.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a good day to go sledding or make hot cocoa or whatever the activity is. So that's worked out really well for me to just do it one day before.
Right. That was a game changer for me. I was like, the first few years I tried doing Advent, I was like, this is giving more anxiety than it is worth trying to make sure, like, we get to everything. So just, like, the idea of, like, keeping them empty until the night before and then, you know, slipping in what I know we'll be able to do the following day was...
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're having, like, a night and you know that tomorrow's going to be a day, you can slip in the simplest thing, like...
Yeah.
Cut out snowflakes.
Yeah, we're having hot chocolate by the Christmas tree.
Yes.
Simple things like that.
Keep a lot of simple ideas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we do that too. And then we always cut down our trees.
We always cut down our trees. Mm-hmm. And that's like something I look forward to all year.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of a real Christmas tree in your home. Like there's nothing better than that.
Yeah. We've done the train before. There's like a train that will take you to like the Christmas tree farm and stuff, which is fun too.
Yeah, again, we like scope out like what's the best place.
Yes.
Where can we get like the most exciting experience for cutting down a Christmas tree? So we've been able to find some really great ones. Yeah, there was like one that year that did a train and a boat ride and all the exciting stuff.
There's always great pumpkin patches too for that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That is part of Halloween as well. Yeah. But we do the same thing with pumpkin patches.
Yeah, so those are always fun. And then we do on Christmas Eve, we'll open one present, and I just mark on the present, like, open Christmas Eve, so I know which one it is, and that's our Christmas pajamas.
Yes, you guys do the matching pajamas. So cute.
We do, yeah. You guys do Christmas PJs, too.
You know, we have a couple of years.
Yeah.
But we don't do it every year.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
My kiddo's not really into pajamas.
I know, it's true. He's
wearing his underwear to bed.
It's true. That's how my kids are too, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So what's some other ones you do?
Okay, so I try to do like some seasonal things, mostly because that gives me a very long period of time to like get it together.
You're so great about seasons. I swear the other day I texted you, I was like, it's starting to get warmer, and you were like, well, the exact day spring starts is. I was
like, fun fact. It's spring in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But so we will usually do a little bucket list that we just handwrite some ideas of things we want to do seasonally. So in winter, that might be something like have a snowball fight, drive to the snow. We like to do Owling at least once during the winter.
That is like one of my favorite books ever.
Yes, so we read Owl Moon, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just walk outside when it's pitch dark and see what we can hear, and we have a couple of times heard an owl, which was so exciting. We've done things where we put out like if we have any snow, which really the last couple of years we haven't had much, but if there's snow, we'll put out some little things into a tree, like some nuts and things like that, and then in the morning we'll see what tracks are out, and then we can kind of identify who visited us during the night. Ooh,
did you get that idea from that book too?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's called Stranger in the Woods.
Yes.
Yes, that's
my
a great one.
My kids love that book. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the things I come up with are based on books, obviously.
I love that.
Yeah, so in the spring we plant our garden, and what else do we do in the spring? We just really get like geared up and excited for summer, like... My son just thinks because we've had a few warmer days, it's like time to swim. We've got the goggles and the life jackets out already. But summer, we just go. Like, we take full advantage of the great weather and the opportunities outside. So we just kind of seasonally do a few different things to enjoy. And, of course, that includes, like, food. So we'll have, like, at some point during the start of the new season, we'll have, like, an autumn meal, a spring meal, you know, something that kind of like goes with the season. So
that's a great way to set the tone for the season too.
Yeah.
I love that.
So that's kind of, I mean, I'm bigger on the seasonal holidays than I am on the actual holidays.
I love that. See, I'm not even on top of that at all.
Well, that's just because like when it comes to holidays, like you have one day to get it together.
That's true.
So that stresses me out. So yeah. I'm just like, okay, it's a season. We've got like 3 months to do so many different things. So what about birthdays? You're big on celebrating birthdays.
Yeah. So I usually let them choose like a special breakfast that they want for their birthday breakfast, and so I make sure that that happens. And then, I mean, my son, for like the last like 4 or 5 years, he's at least 4 years, he's asked to go camping on his birthday, so we always go camping for his birthday.
It's a tricky time of year. It's like, I know, not quite warm enough for camping, but exactly. We make it work.
Yeah, so he always wants to go camping for his birthday, so we've done that the past few years. But then we always make sure that he does like a birthday breakfast, and then usually pick somewhere to go for his birthday dinner. And I mean, this past birthday for my daughter, we were in quarantine, so that was a little bit of a challenge.
I know, but you made it so special.
I mean, we tried to. It was...
You laboriously made cat masks for everybody. Was
not even my own idea, but yes, we... So she's obsessed with cats. So we made a bunch of cat masks and we all played pretend cats. So
like adults included, we were all cats.
She thought it was epic. So I don't know, when she talks about it, she still acts like it was a great birthday. So we're just...
Yeah, I mean, way to master quarantine birthday.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of cool ideas people have done. Like they do like parades and stuff for their kids. Wow. Like, yeah, so... People are being creative. It seems like it worked out. She had a great day.
Yeah.
So, what do you do for birthdays?
So, we kind of keep it simple. I've been very lucky that most years when I talk to my son, he doesn't really want to do like a big birthday. So, we've only had a couple of those big birthday parties. And when we do those, we try to just kind of make it a family affair. Like, we not only invite the kids, but we invite their whole families, and we just usually like barbecue or feed everybody and then do a big group activity. So this last year we did
this was so fun.
A giant water balloon capture the flag game.
Yeah.
And it was pretty great. I mean, it got a little crazy.
The kids had a blast.
I spent the entire time filling up water balloons and dragging them, because
dragging them in like a kiddie pool. Yeah. It was an ice chest and stuff.
Yeah, we couldn't get the spot that had the water hose right there at the park, so it was you know, I got my exercise in for the day, but the kids had a blast, and they were like, more water balloons every 5 minutes.
They didn't want it to end.
No problem. Here we go again.
They did not want it to end. They loved it.
So that's been fun, but luckily we don't do that every year. Most times he would just like to do something like go to the beach with his cousins, and so we'll just do a day trip or an activity. So we've done Oaks Park, which is just a big amusement park that's here close by. So I just kind of let him decide what he wants to do and just make a day of it.
Yeah. That's a good one. What other, is there any other holidays you celebrate?
So we have had, you know, people in our family that have passed away, and we have tried to find really neat ways to kind of keep their memory alive. So we really have, a few other ones that we do where we'll make a favorite food or do a favorite activity. One of the special ones that we do is spend the day doing service activities in their honor. And so that's been really special.
Yeah, he was really into serving others. So that's like a fun way to, you know, keep talking about him and stuff.
Yeah, honor him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we spend the day doing service projects around town, and that's been pretty special.
Right. What other ones?
I can't think of anything else.
I think we got them all.
I'm sure, you know, we have more, but
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like doing these things, putting in a little bit of extra effort, doesn't have to be a lot. I just think it can make a big difference in the lives of our kids and just help us bond together even more.
Yeah, agreed. Well... What are you obsessing over?
There's not much to obsess over during quarantine.
I know,
right? I feel like we're going a little crazy.
Amen.
So I decided that it would be time to remodel our bathroom. So basically I tore it apart so my husband would have to help me put it back together again. So that's been fun.
It looks so good, though.
It's getting there. I mean, he says we're done, but there's still a lot left to do. So I hope he was joking.
Like, we did it.
Yeah. It's over. I mean, the major stuff is done, but we still have all the little finishing touches. So that's been exciting.
Right.
What about you?
So I think I've talked before about how much we loved reading Packs by Sarah Pennypacker. So she just released a new book called Here in the Real World, which we just started reading. That's cool. And I think it's going to be a hit. We've been loving it so far.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that'll do it.
All right.
Happy quarantine. Good luck out there.
Bye.